Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny with you on The Fan. If you've missed any part of today's show to this point, including our latest on the stadium being built, where it's going to be built, who's going to help the Commanders fund the project with Eric Flack of Channel 9 in town, got to go grab the podcast at thefandc.com. You can also listen to the show, pause and rewind the show for up to 24 hours. Odyssey is the app that allows you to do that. The Odyssey app, your new home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the app today. Listen to 106.7 The Fan. We've got tickets for you right now. If you want to go see professional rugby in a really fun environment, callers number 9 and 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to win a four-pack of tickets to take the family out to see Old Glory DC Rugby. They're battling Rugby United from New York on Sunday, May 29th, 2:30. They get started at Segra Field in Leesburg. You can learn more, score your tickets at oldglorydc.com. Let's get to our Beltway Blitz, the teams in town you care the most about right now. Start off on the ice. This is something that should have gotten more attention today, and because of all of what's going on with the Commanders Stadium, it's getting buried, but we're going to come back and hit it pretty hard tomorrow, later in the show, hopefully. Tom Wilson did tear his ACL, something we talked about on the show, as a very serious knee injury and kind of alluded to him being out for the remainder of the playoffs after he got hurt in game one. Let's get into the recovery, though, and the timeline here. NBC Sports Washington's Andrew Gillis joins us. So, Andrew, what can you tell us about Willie's scenario?
Yeah, well, I think you kind of knew it was bad from the moment that it happened. I mean, when you have a guy that, you know, he tries to come on the ice in game one and he just can't do it. I think he tried twice down in Florida to make a return to game one. He just couldn't do it. So you kind of knew it was bad. So you've kind of been bracing for something like this for the last couple of weeks. But yeah, 6 to 8 months he's going to be out. So that would kind of put his return somewhere between Thanksgiving, late January, somewhere in there. And that's a big blow. I mean, you're talking about a Capitals team that needs some youth on it. You're talking about a Capitals team that is going to miss Wilson a lot. And they've got a lot of questions this offseason that are still kind of going on. And now you're going to lose one of your most impactful players in the lineup. It's not a good situation for them right now.
Yeah, their top eight most expensive players are locked in, all making north of $5 million. Top nine, we added Lars Eller making 3.5 against the cap, Andrew. Not a lot of flexibility. You just said it. They're not getting younger. I don't really know what they can do. I guess walk us through, what are the options? They got to get real creative here, it seems like.
Yeah. So right now, as it stands, if everybody's going to be medically cleared, you know, as it stands right now, you're going to have shy of $9 million in cap space. But you've got 15 forwards under contract for next season, which typically is, you know, that means your lineup is pretty set. But we've talked about Nicholas Backstrom's hip, and nobody really knows what's going to happen there, whether that's a surgery, whether it's further rehab. Nobody quite is sure what's going to happen there. So that is a major, major key, because you're going to lose a top six center if he's not there, and that's $9.2 million against the cap. Carl Hagelin's under contract for next year, and I know, you know, that's kind of gone under the radar with the injury news with Wilson and Backstrom. But he's got $2.75 million against the cap. So obviously everybody's rooting for Hagelin to come back, because that left eye injury, I mean, that was pretty gnarly. But if he's able to get medically cleared, that's another guy where you just don't know what the situation is going to be. So maybe you have to put him on LTIR. There's a lot of injury questions. So if those three guys aren't ready for start of the year, for a couple of months into the year, you've got 11 forwards. You're going to have like $17 million out of the lineup And this is before Brian McClellan's put a team on the ice.
Andrew, I want to go back to Tom Wilson because I think today that's kind of the beginning and the end of the Caps convo. It's huge. In terms of when he returns and what he is this season, just how big a deal is that for their 2022-2023 goals?
Right. Well, you know, you're talking about a guy who can play on the top line, can play pretty much anywhere they ask him to in the lineup. You know, he played on the power play, great penalty killer. You know, he's a physical presence. I think that, you know, defensemen in the Eastern Conference, you know, if you've got the Capitals on your schedule early on in the year, I think you breathed a sigh of relief there because, you know, Evgeny Kuznetsov kind of joked about this at breakdown day. Like, when you don't have Wilson in the lineup, you know, defensemen are maybe not as quick to get rid of the puck. Maybe they can take an extra beat, an extra second, because when you've got 43 barreling down on you, that's not a good situation for opposing teams. So you're going to lose a guy who just scored the most goals he's scored in his career. You're losing a guy who is well-respected in the locker room. You know, teammates love him, coaches love him, fans love him, obviously. I mean, it's really, really a blow for the Capitals. I know you can talk about Ovi and, you know, he's going to score 50 goals and all that other stuff, but really Wilson might be one of, if not the most impactful player at all three zones of the ice. So losing Wilson is a really, really tough blow for a Caps team that, like I mentioned earlier, you know, they're getting older. They've got a lot of injury questions. So they're going to miss him pretty dearly in the first couple of months of the season.
Andrew, thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Yeah, man, we'll talk soon. Hit that national sounder, Darius. Bring on our buddy Craig Heist to talk about those Nationals. Heisty, it's become the Nats special. Avoid the sweep, right? You get a salvage piece. But in all sincerity, Eric Fetty, Whisper Quiet, has been pretty nasty here lately, huh?
Yeah, he really was. And yesterday, six shutout innings, obviously, and the 1-0 shutout. You know, that's the first time that Dodgers lineup's been shut out since August 29th of 2021 against Colorado, who obviously comes to town this weekend for four. But yeah, Fetty's 3-3 right now. The ERA really good at 3.55.
Rockies in town for a series. What do we need to know?
Well, you need to know that, you know, you come into this series and you're trying to build on what you did yesterday. And how about this? How about win a series? Now, you look at what happened yesterday. You get four guys who combine on that shutout. And let me ask the two of you. When Rainey came in the ninth inning, were you expecting the leadoff walk to start the inning?
Yes, in all sincerity,
all right,
I was.
Good enough. Well, he walked the second guy instead.
Yeah.
But he winds up getting out of trouble. But here's the deal. They are 15-30 on the year. In their 15 wins, they averaged 7.3 runs a game, scored a total of 109 runs. When they lose, and in the 30 losses this year, it's been a totally different story. You know, their ERA is 6.6, and, you know, they obviously don't score as many runs. But, you know, when they pitch well, and in the games that they've won, it's a 2.32 ERA, and you can't argue with that. So, again, the whole thing is the difference between winning and losing in this is pitching, defense, and then score some runs, and they need to do more of that.
Countdown to me is on, Heisty. We don't have to see Alcides Escobar anymore, and we can see Luis Garcia. If I think it's you might know the date off the top of your head, but it's pretty soon where the team will get another year of control.
Well, now the commissioner today pushed that back. It was supposed to come up. It was supposed to come up on Monday. He's pushed it back now to, I believe it's the 14th of June. So we're stuck there a little bit while longer. But D. Strange Gordon gets the start tonight at shortstop.
All right, Steve, thank you, buddy. We'll see you at the ballpark.
All right, man.
Let's talk some football. The story in town right now, what is going to happen with this Commander Stadium? So, Rick, let's start with your reactions. The FanDC.com columnist Rick Snyder here. Chap Peterson says that there's not enough support for this team anymore to justify wanting the stadium in Virginia, giving them $300+ million to work with. You say what?
Dead on arrival. How about that? This bill is dead on arrival. Now, doesn't mean they won't come back next year with another bid, maybe. But this thing, without him, and there's a lot of buyer's remorse, as I said in the very beginning, what are you doing? You know, calmer heads prevailed. You know, the buyer's passion has waned a little. And I think that, and all the stuff that's been going on with Snyder has not gone over well.
Without who, though? You said without him. You mean Chap?
Yeah.
Is he influential? Yeah. I mean, it was a 32-8 vote in favor of the team last time they did this. You think that many votes are going to switch?
Well, it won't be just his vote, but there'll be a lot of other guys that follow along, yeah. I think it's without his backing. A lot of times in the state house, what happens is if your local guy won't push something, it doesn't happen. Because they'll just say, okay, we'll save that money for my side. You know, so you got to have the locals push it. It's kind of like the Hall of Fame for pro football. If somebody doesn't want to really push a player from that team because they got a grudge or whatever, that guy ain't getting in, you know, unless he's Montana or something. So that this guy does carry a lot of weight on that. And all the stuff that's going on has made everybody hit the pause button, which they should. There's too much money here.
Yeah, Rick, to me, the bigger point is I think a stadium can and probably will go forward in Virginia because it's the same way that, you know, the way D.C. probably, thinking back a few years ago, probably should have acted with the Nationals. But, I was just so desperate to get a team that I was like, pay for everything. Here's my tax dollars. I can give you 80 cents. You know, like I'll sell tickets in front of the stadium or hand out hot dogs or whatever. We know more now. I think they realize, or Virginia should realize, that we're the best spot for this organization to be. They know that. We know that. There's no need to fork over $350 million of taxpayer money, regardless of what provisions are in place to, quote-unquote, pay it back. I think Virginia should realize that the team needs them more than the other way around. What are your thoughts there?
Well, there's a lot to that. Let's flash back to the mid-90s. There was a big press conference at Potomac Yards. You know, this team was going there.
That's
the
right.
Governor was all for it. And the legislature, now things have changed a little. Northern Virginia has more sway than then. But they didn't want to spend all this money way up in the northern part. There's a lot of southerners that won't. So that deal got killed when it was supposed to be a done deal. So it's not like there isn't precedent here. And everybody's sort of saying, why should I give a $4 billionaire owner with misdeeds that are alleged, why should we give them all this money? You know, so I just think the passions have cooled a little, at least in the legislature. And these guys should have learned a lesson from the Richmond training camp. I've always said this. No one makes money with the NFL but the NFL. Okay? No one else. Richmond paid $500,000 a year to bring the team down. Oh, it's going to bring all this economic development. Did zippo. Okay? They regretted that deal after the first year. And so those legislators saw that uphand what happens here. So they're not, you know, just willing to do it all. You know, Maryland's got a pretty comparable bid. Snyder's already got the land. You know, I could see it. I know there's talk now about the Loudoun site again. Bruce Allen totally killed that situation years ago. He wanted the state to give them the land, and the state balked at it. Or else they'd have had that spot out on Old Ox Road. So there's a lot of fumbling going on about all this.
Why would Maryland do the FedEx 2.0 thing? Because FedEx seemed like, you were just talking about what a disaster the Richmond training camp deal was. I can't imagine that PG County feels great about how the FedEx thing has gone. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well, it was only $70 million in state money for that deal, all infrastructure and roads. So Maryland didn't lose anything on that. But
there's no infrastructure. They've gotten very little from it. It just surprises me they'd want to get back into bed with them again to like try all over.
Well, only in that they're willing to partner up, but they're not willing to subsidize. You know, this whole Danny world outside the stadium is state-controlled stuff. It's a little different on this. But the first one wasn't a bad deal for Maryland. Yeah, they didn't get a whole lot out of it. I mean, a few townhouses and a metro stop, I guess. But it wasn't a bad deal. It's not like throwing $350 million or something. You know, that one survived. And I do understand your opinion, which is, why should we trust you the second time when the first one didn't do anything? There's some thought to that. But then Land River Mall was still around back then, and that could be developed now. Things like that. Things have changed in 30 years.
Rick, call your shot on two fronts. What happens in the Virginia legislature vote on Tuesday regarding stadium financing? And then what happens? Where do they play beyond 2027?
I say they'll do no vote next week in Virginia. They'll just table it, kick it down the road. And in 27... well, if they don't come to a deal in the next year, they'll be sitting at FedEx another year. And the money changes a lot. They don't control nearly as much as the county does in 2027. So it's not profitable, really, for them to play there. But if they have to, they can survive it a year.
if they kick it down the road, which I'm pretty stunned to hear that you think that's going to happen, but you know way more about this than I do. So let's say that they do. They kick it down the road. They don't vote. It was 32-8. I keep reiterating that last time. I mean, it was massive support. That means like 17 people or whatever flipped if it doesn't go through. Obviously, there's a possibility that they don't vote at all, as you said. So let's say that happens. I'm more fascinated by what happens after that, because then they have the debate, as I was saying to Danny, to wait till 2023 to try to get money from Virginia. I don't think Dan's going to pull a previous regime. I don't think he's going to do what the last owner did and just fully fund the stadium. So then you almost have to go to Maryland, don't you?
Yeah.
Can they wait a year? I mean, do they have that time?
Yeah, if you line up things, you can wait the year. I mean, if you can come to an agreement on a site, if you can roll all those things together, if you can get your permits started processing, yeah, you can still do it. You know, and if you have to stay one more year at FedEx, it ain't the end of the earth, but you can build a stadium in 3 years, more or less. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. People change minds. Was that 32-8 about $1 billion or $350 million?
I thought it was the 350.
Yeah, that was the most recent vote, was like the 350, okay. I think.
I'm just telling you, when you got the local guy sitting here really throwing dirt at him,
no, you've covered it. I take your word for it.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. How about those tight ends, though, man? They're really doing well.
It's a great position group.
That's a good line, Rick. That's very funny. Thank you, buddy.
See you, man.
All right.
That's a great parting shot. Yeah, there's a football team, too, by the way. You know that team over there?
Well, listen, I'd love to talk about football, but you got your top two coaches tweeting about this.
It's a good point.
So what do you want me to focus on?
And here's your football topic, by the way. Ron Rivera said Montez Sweat was going to be at OTAs on Wednesday and Thursday, and Montez Sweat wasn't at OTAs on Wednesday and Thursday.
You guys want to do that?
Ron Rivera told us on March 29th that Chase Young was going to be at OTAs.
Oh, so he was, right?
And he wasn't. Mm. And people think I care about if you're at OTAs or not. That's Danny. You got the wrong guy.
I care about that. My hands up.
He's got deeper pipes. I'm the one that doesn't care at all about if you go to OTAs or not, really. But if you don't, I need you to show up. Something Chase Young didn't do for the first half last year before he got hurt. And I'll say now, my whole takeaway from this is not that they're not at OTAs. It's that Ron Rivera, based on conversations with them, is saying publicly they're going to be there and then they're not, which is a terrible look. Because either he's just saying something random at the podium for no reason, or they told him something and didn't follow through. Either way, there's a massive disconnect between two of the most important players on the team and Ron Rivera. That's the part I care about. They're not on the same page as the head coach. Not whether or not they're there. Don't care.
This is Danny here. I care about that and the fact that they're not there. Please show up and please be good. Thank you. Please go. Just show up. It's so easy. Just show. It's 3 days.
Why do you guys think it is 3 days?
It's 3 days, man.
That's so funny.
It's three days to try to get better at football.
You've had plenty of weeks, lots of months of vacation.
Please be good at football for the first time in 30 years. Please.
3 days, man.
Anyone could just step up and do it. 3 days. Show up.
Anybody want to do that? Anybody? Jack Del Rio is tweeting at Senators. I guess he's not at Senators.
He's just tweeting at JP talking about a Senator.
About Senators, right? And you got Ron Rivera going, look at these plans. Wouldn't someone be lucky if we built this house on their land? Wait till you guys see how cool this facility is going to be. Why do you think the coaches got involved today? What's your reaction to that? Plus, we've got some of this audio from Michael Phillips when he said today that he would be shocked if the vote doesn't pass in Virginia. So he's going toe-to-toe, I guess, with Snyder, who just said that he worries about it.
DOA.
Phillips still thinks it's going to pass in Virginia. He also went really hard in the paint. If you're in Maryland or D.C., you might want to hear this. He basically said it's got to be in Virginia, and he made some cases for that. So we'll do that next on Grant and Danny.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, here's what will happen. The bill has to come out of the Senate. In other words, it has to clear committee. It's in a conference report right now. It has to come out of the Senate, and then it'll be voted on by the House of Delegates. Right now, it hasn't been approved by the Senate. And right now, we're supposed to go back June 1, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to make a statement so I could kind of get on record.
Sure.
Just so I wasn't surprising anybody when I voted. So June 1, we're going to approve the state budget, and the idea is that at that point, if there's an agreed report, that we would vote on the stadium bill. If there's not an agreed report, then we won't vote. So that's kind of what we're waiting on.
And if it's not an agreed report, when will you vote then?
If we don't agree on a report, then if we adjourn for the year on June 1st, then the bill's dead, and we'd have to take it back up again in 23.
Wow. So there's really about 4 days for this to get done?
Yeah. I mean, to put it in football metaphor, we're at the two-minute warning.
That's Chap Peterson. Using a little football analogy on B. Mitch and Finley, I like that. He would go on to say that this has become a Hail Mary for the Commanders. Now, I don't know if you believe that or not. I will say I don't think the team thinks that their bid to get this $350 million, so to speak, is in peril. But Chap Peterson said today on the radio that it is, and that was him telling Brian and JP earlier today, that the lay of the land here is such that it needs to be now. It has to happen on June 1, and if it doesn't, then you got to wait till 2023 until you can try to get money from Virginia again if you're Dan Snyder and the Commanders. Do you agree with me? Rick didn't necessarily. I believe that if this is dead in the water and it doesn't happen this coming week, June 1, you got to go to FedEx 2.0 and you got to get the stadium plans in place. You got to start doing your deal with Maryland and you got to move along. Again, hypothetically, they can build in Virginia. They just have to go buy property. And Dan Snyder can do what they did in Raljohn, what the previous owner here, Jack Kent Cooke, did, where he basically built the entire stadium.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Dan Snyder's going to do that. I think that is a silly thing to talk about. It's a waste of our breath because I don't think he plans on spending the $2 billion or so dollars it'll spend on that stadium. He's saying a billion. I think that's insane.
Yeah, it's nuts.
That's not what stadiums cost anymore that are good stadiums. I don't think he's going to do that. So I believe if next week there's no vote, I think it's FedEx 2.0. It's the first time I've thought that. I've said Loudoun County every single day, including the day that the reporting was done terribly and botched and everything. Nobody's fault, but it was just a game of telephone that went badly, and supposedly they were going to Dumfries and then Woodbridge. I sat here and said, I still think it's Loudoun County. I don't know how it's going to be Loudoun County. If this week goes sideways for the team, vote doesn't pass or there is no vote, FedEx is in the lead.
Let's assume everyone involved is reasonable, and let's assume everyone makes rational, smart decisions, which has not been the case and probably won't be the case, but let's assume. You could say you could get some free money now, but long term it won't be as good an investment. Or you could spend more up front and long term, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, you'll make X, 1.5X or however much more than if you go to that first location, which I think would be the economic model. In other words, if we go to Maryland, we'll get $400 million indirectly because it's Maryland basically building up around FedEx Field. I don't see the $400 million, but that's supposed to help me kind of in a almost direct relationship. But they're not going to support my construction or renovation. Or I could spend more up front and I could be worth a lot more down the line.
But do you have the money?
Therein lies the question.
I don't think he has cash.
A rational actor, like a correct person that has the means, would go, well, I'll take the short-term pain and build in the place that's going to be more profitable to me over the long term. Someone that may not have that choice, which is them, or may not think in the smartest long-term kind of way, and they don't do long-term very well, not the short-term well either, might say we got to go back to FedEx. I
mean, he's taking a beating on a lot of companies and businesses. Radio stations you buy for 30 mil, you sell for three or whatever it was. You know, Johnny Rockets and Six Flags and all this stuff over the years. I don't know that he's got the money. I mean, he went from owning 60% of the team to 100% of the team because all of his friends left him. Maybe he could build.
Him personally just bought a $70 million house in Alexandria, so he's doing just fine.
That's not what I'm talking about.
But, like, team-wise, in terms of actual cash in to do these sorts of things.
Yeah, this is a business to him.
Yeah.
This is the coffee shop that he owns. Right? That's people act like sports are different. They're not, really. The Lerner Street, the Nationals, a store that you run. A dry goods store or something, right? Like, this is what he does. This is his business. I don't think he's got the money to just go fork over $3 billion stadium by himself.
You're right. Now, I mean, and again, you can, like anybody else, I say anybody else, not anyone has the means to do this, but as a business, you can go and shop around and see if you can get yourself a loan at an interest rate that might not be as good as it was a couple years ago, by the way, but say, here's our plan. Here's how we'll make it back. Here's how we'll pay this off. Here's how we'll do this. And you own the rights to it, and you pay off a mortgage like the rest of us schlubs have to do, you know, on a major, major, major piece of land. Long term, that wealth is yours. You'll own a ton of it and be that much better off. But can you do that in the short term? That move is hard. It is.
So if you listen to Peterson today, it sounds like this could actually not pass. And if that happens, the team is in big trouble. If they lose the vote in Virginia, we're at a point where I don't think they're going to move ever. I think that's the most foolish, ridiculous conversation to have. But for the first time ever, I will acknowledge this is what happens when teams eventually move. When they don't want you in place A, and they don't want you in place B, and they don't want you in place C, and A won't help you, and B will only give you a little bit, and C says no thank you. The next thing you know, the Rams are no longer in St. Louis. The next thing you know, the Raiders are no longer in Oakland. Like, at that point, if you're putting odds on a board, you just throw St. Louis in there with terrible odds for fun. I mean, like, that is a real thing if this doesn't pass, and if you start to get to a point where it looks like not only is nobody bending over backwards for you, no one's fighting for you, we knew that, but now you've gone from $1 billion to $350 million. If $350 million doesn't pass, we had Eric Flack on today. He said the number could be in the 200s by the time they vote. It's going badly at that point. Mm-hmm. Michael Phillips saying that he thinks it's going to pass and he thinks that this will end up being much ado about nothing. That's my wording, not his. But this is cut number 13. He thinks it's going to be a yes in Virginia, and while there's a lot of talk today and a lot of noise, he says this is going to happen.
This thing had broad bipartisan support last time we checked in February. There was haggling over the details, certainly. You know, there was $1 billion on the table at one point. There's now $350 million at one point. But, you know, it was voted on in both the House and the Senate and approved. Pending, you know, these final details. The final details are here. It's been a rough 4 months for the franchise. You know, no, you can't sugarcoat that. It's been a rough 4 months. So is that enough to flip that many votes, though? You know, in the Senate, it was 32-8 last time around. Obviously, Chet Peterson is one of the 32. He's not anymore. It's still a lot of defections you need to get this thing to a no.
I don't know anything about who voted what and how that all worked. I just know that when you go from 32-8, it's going to be really hard for this thing not to pass.
You need 13 flips, basically.
That's a lot.
I know I got one in Chad Peterson, apparently, so now you need 12. Who knows?
But out of 40, that's a lot.
That's a massive amount.
That's over a quarter of the people need to change their mind over a few months. I'm going to assume that's not going to happen and that this thing will pass. And I know the team thinks this thing will pass.
Yeah. I mean, again, this is all... This is not the most fun stuff to kind of talk about here, because this could all be a waste of all our oxygen and all the our voice boxes modulating and a bunch of hot air coming out. If it does pass, this is much ado about nothing. And then here they are, they get the $350 million, they'll build in Loudoun or they'll build in Woodbridge, and sort of that's that. If it doesn't, that's kind of the frame I'm in.
Well,
if it doesn't, oh my God.
The if it doesn't to me is a bomb detonating. Frankly. The if it doesn't to me is a date will remember. You know, it's a sea change moment in terms of the future of the organization here, probably.
So play it out. So if it doesn't, Let's say it doesn't pass, narrowly or otherwise, or they don't vote on it, or it gets tabled, or some of the legal processes that Peterson was talking about. If it doesn't pass and they don't get their free money from the Commonwealth of Virginia, what happens?
First, they're in FedEx Field another year or two longer. Crippling.
What a disaster.
I need everyone listening in Ashburn to hear my voice right now. I need you to understand how big of a problem that would be for you. I think they've got time and there's nothing urgent and they've got this lease and they can go beyond the lease. Very, very important that you know that place is viewed as a factory of sadness. Mm-hmm. People hate FedEx Field. They mm-hmm. hate it. Negative connotations about this team, locally, nationally, and otherwise, are largely based on the stadium. Every minute you're there is a bad minute. Now, I'm not saying you need to go play at the University of Maryland this fall. I understand what needs to happen in the years ahead. Mm-hmm. But to knowingly and purposefully and by design stay there longer as you continue to plan and play this out, malpractice. You need to be out of there and into your beautiful new Taj Mahal Stadium, perhaps in a terrible location next door at the new FedEx 2.0, as soon as possible. People hate going there. We have callers every single day who haven't been to games in years because they will never go to another game until they're gone. You cannot grow this fan base the way you need to in that stadium. Full stop.
The way I think of it, I rubber stamp that. I add this. What's left? A lot's been stripped away here recently. The mystique, the selling high, or the selling of expectations only to be let down. The introducing of a new white knight time after time after time only to be let down. People are wary to it. Nobody's willing to be conned anymore. The last shiny object, the last exciting thing that they have to offer is a new stadium. And I'm telling you, if the new stadium, if it's the greatest stadium ever built in the universe, not even on Earth or in North America, in the universe, and it's next to the current FedEx, wah, wah, sad yeah. trombones.
Your ceiling is so much lower.
You need, and this again, this is a message to Ashburn, all the thin people that look good in suits next to Jason Wright and Jason Wright himself, you need to dangle something in front of this fan base, as dwindling as it is, that is exciting. A new stadium in a place that people like, enough people like, is exciting. You have nothing else.
But even if it's not a place that people like, to put it next to the place now,
yeah.
whatever it is, mm-hmm. like the maximum of 100 that it could be, just lower it by 25. Because you tried to go to the prom with a bunch of different people and you just ended up taking your friend from down the street that you've been hanging out with since you were playing youth soccer together.
Go with your cousin.
Like, that is not okay. But that's the only location in Maryland, according to all the people that follow this, mm-hmm. that's viable, that is a thing. And if Virginia says no, I don't think Dan's going to build it on his own. I don't think you can wait till 23. But what they will probably do, to answer your question of what would happen, I think they will wait. Would not what I would do. They will wait, and they will just continue to play at FedEx as they play this out. And I actually think that's worse than building the new thing next to FedEx. Best case scenario would be Dan would just say, okay, I'll spend the money.
I'll do it.
I'll build the stadium. I'll be your conquering hero, Virginia.
I'll sell my yacht to finance the first earnest money deposit.
You guys spend your money building up around it, and we'll see it at the stadium in 2027 or whatever. 800-636-1067. That's a fair question to ask, by the way. What happens if this thing doesn't go through next week? Then what? A Jeremy McPike, who's a state senator in Virginia, is going to join us in 17 minutes. Going to get a feel for him on his expectations. He's got a vote. How's he going to vote? We'll ask him on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This thing had broad bipartisan support last time we checked in February. There was haggling over the details, certainly. You know, there was $1 billion on the table at one point. There's now $350 million at one point. But, you know, it was voted on in both the House and the Senate and approved pending, you know, these final details. The final details are here. It's been a rough 4 months for the franchise. You know, you can't sugarcoat that. It's been a rough 4 months. So is that enough to flip that many votes, though? You know, in the Senate, it was 32-8 last time around. Obviously, Chet Peterson is one of the 32. He's not anymore. It's still a lot of defections you need to get this thing to a no.
That's Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. He was on the station earlier today, B. Mitch and Finley. I heard him talking about similar things with us earlier in the week. I mean, it's kind of taken over the landscape this week because this vote is coming on June 1st, and now you've got senators coming out picking sides, taking sides, and in the case of Chet Peterson today, reversing fortunes. I mean, he said he was going to vote with the Commanders for funding the portion of the stadium. Now he doesn't want to do that anymore, and he won't. Let's go to Tim and Dumfries. Dumfries is not going to be the home of the team, but we thought it was at one point in time, and we now know all about Dumfries thanks to Ryan. What's up, Tim?
Hey, it's funny how you guys said that, and the map of what I see where the new stadium is in Woodbridge, that's actually on our land. The land was actually bought by the school, the Prince William County Schools, for the new high school. And then the Redskins come in and say, hey, we're buying this land. Or the Commanders, sorry. I'm so used to the Redskins for the last 100 years. But yeah, so it's interesting that Dan Snyder bought the land, but then that's where the new high school is supposed to be as well.
I bet you the high school's not going to go there if they buy that land. Wouldn't that be a nice gift?
Right?
Dan's just buying the land because he's like, you know, I really want to help out the high school. Here you guys go.
Here's a state-of-the-art facility you can play on.
We were wondering because the team kept saying, which I didn't really understand. They're like, yeah, we're going to buy this land, but all the options are still open. Well, it turns out they didn't actually buy the land.
Oh, they procured it.
They procured the land, which I'm not sure still exactly what the difference is, but they have the option for the land at the rate that they have negotiated now, if that comes to fruition. But you and I were wondering, what are they going to do with those 200 acres? Maybe another Six Flags? I mean, yeah, it's the same size as the FedEx lot right now, but
just a coincidence.
It's coincidental. It doesn't mean it's a stadium. Maybe he just wants to build the biggest, best school in the area. Let's go to Chris in Ashburn. Hey, Chris, how are you?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Come in.
I've been listening all day, and I think you guys are all over it. If it's up in, Rao John 2.0, that's a total, you know, fail, embarrassment. Rao John
never
completed.
Is there anything they could do, Chris, to fire you up about that location? Like, if you found out it's as awesome as Allegiant Stadium, looks sick, but it's next to FedEx, like, what's your reaction?
Well, I think, you know, they'd have to really put a lot of money in to develop the area because, like, as you touched on earlier, there's no restaurants. Hotels aren't nearby. There's definitely no bars. There's no atmosphere other than the tailgating. And that's pretty lackluster, especially when there's only 20,000 fans and everybody else is from, like, you know, the opposing team. So, you know, unless they put a lot of investment in that area, I don't think they're going to – they're ever really going to be successful there. I think the Woodbridge thing is next to an IKEA. Like, who cares about that? Traffic, everybody knows, is awful there. But what's interesting about the Ashburn spot is I've been in the IT world for a while, and I live in Ashburn, obviously. So they announced a number of years ago, and construction was supposed to start 2022, but it got delayed with handover in 2024. But there's a mixed-use development that I think is going to be about 9 million square feet when it's all said and done, called Rivanna at Innovation Station. And that's going to be sort of right there in the same area. And it's exactly, you know, I think the vision everybody spoke of. They wanted to have like an amphitheater and park space, but restaurants and people that live there, and it's a mixed use community, and they already have plans for that. So maybe this is a lot of posturing about how much Dan can get, you know, from Loudoun and from Virginia. But it seems like, you know, outside looking in, not involved in the process, that old Ox spot is by far and away the one seed.
Well, so let me respond. I couldn't speak the specifics of the locale you're talking about or whatever.
That's the spot that Snyder mentioned earlier.
Right.
That Bruce wanted Loudoun County to give to them. He kind of misplayed his
just
hand.
Just for free, yeah.
And they missed out.
Well, I guess what I would say is I think their time for leverage plays is gone.
Yes.
I brought this up the first segment of the show, and I think I really want to hammer this. I don't think I recognized this at the time as to how profound this was as a flag in the ground. Years ago, when there was a thing on the table for Maryland, there was going to be this land swap with the federal government, there was going to be a new site close to the National Harbor. That's one of those where you've gone, why don't they just do it right here? This looks pretty good. There's nothing going on there. They should build it there. That was going to happen. And Larry Hogan pulled the plug and said, we're not going to be used as leverage. That's all they're doing right now is trying to bid us against everyone else. We're out. Good luck to you.
Well, and we know where in Loudoun County they're looking at. It's that rock quarry out there. We've seen the plans now. I mean, that was the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Our buddy Michael Phillips had that today. And a couple days ago, it was the SBJ, the Sports Business Journal, had the report that they actually offered twice as much, $200 million, for that land, and we're told no. Now, I can't even imagine what it's going to go for. I wouldn't even know how to make an educated guess. I don't know enough about it, but I know that twice as much as what they were able to procure, again, whatever that word means, the land for in Woodbridge, they offered for the Loudoun County land out at that rock quarry, and they didn't get it. And everyone wants that land. That is along the where the metro's
new
coming.
New Silver Line, yeah.
That land is pretty much gone now. There's just not a lot available because it's been purchased every which way, and there's only a little bit left, and they're trying to get in on the action. All right, next we're going to talk to a Virginia State Senator. You've heard a lot about the comments of Chap Peterson throughout the day. He has changed his mind. He was voting on behalf of the team to give him the money. He's not going to now. Let's ask Jeremy McPike, who is also heavily involved in this project and will also be voting, how he plans on voting and what's going to happen come June 1st. Next, right here on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.